Well, this is a drop in the ocean. Look, you are talking about an economy that needs close to $3 to $4 billion of infrastructure and enabler development.
This facility was mooted some 2-3 years ago. Why did it take so long to be finalized, in your view?
The creditworthiness of this country is not very good. You know, we have a very poor credit rating because you can understand, after having been bulldozed into a huge, $7 billion debt by Gono and the ZANU-PF government, there is not a single creditor that I know who would want to do business in Zimbabwe.
Is this facility not likely to run into problems that we saw unfolding in Bulawayo with the so-called DEMA funds?
Exactly, because the Minister of Finance, Sendabiti, was talking about trying to avoid the DEMAF scenario of a paralysis in the bureaucracy. So he talks about this fund directly benefiting business that prove to their banks that they've got an innovative project. But I think this is just another way of saying DEMAF was a failure. Let's see how this goes.